This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Our podcast is sponsored by you, the listeners. As a thank you for your continued support, I would choose a random listener to have a no-advert access for free with a winner twice a month. Check the link in the description, and thank you for supporting our podcast. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Lele Pons. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of your friend's Erotic Stories. The next story is posted by user Geege518 from r/erotica. The title of the story is Stopped by a Cop. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
The rain is hammering down on the windscreen of the car. Wipers going full tilt, striving in vain to keep the multitude of droplets from obscuring the view ahead. The road, distorted through the water, is black, glistening. The speed of the wipers causing it to oscillate and sway. The red rear lights of the car in front are spread on. Like an ink droplet that had fallen into the water, they get smaller as the car ahead moves away. Then disappear completely. Progress along the road is now slower and more cautious. The verge is creeping underneath the near side tires as you are unable to quite so accurately judge the road width. An electric blue strobe starts to dance in the rearview mirror, and as you look up and across, you are almost blinded as to the light's flash, scarring your retinas and making it impossible to do anything but slow to a stop. As you apply the handbrake, you are puzzled. The lights remain behind you. Unmoving, not getting closer. Not passing, not progressing towards its emergency destination. Your stomach lurches. An immediate feeling of guilt filling your stomach. Your mind searching for the transgression that has brought you to police attention. You check your dashboard. No warning lights. Fog lights off ... and no answer to be found there. A checklist runs through your head. No corners to negotiate. You didn't fail to indicate. No alcohol in your body, so no drink drive offenses. Your head is clouded, full of apprehension and confusion. And the lurching in your stomach continues. You remain in your car, waiting, as the wipers have stopped and you killed the engine. There is no view ahead other than smeared, glistening blackness. No radio noise. No music, just the click of the indicator. Still blinking your obedience in pulling over, and the pounding of your heart, which has moved now from your chest into what feels like your throat. Your peripheral vision alerts your brain, captures your attention. As a dark figure approaches the driver's window, you are paralyzed, looking forwards, hardly daring to turn your head. Your ability to breathe is reduced, your heart still pounding away. Hard, fast, regular ... the only feeling now you are cognizant of. Two knocks on the driver's window break your inertia. Send a jolt through your body as it inspires a new rush of adrenaline. You turn your head, reach down, and scramble for the handle on the inside of the door. You locate it blinding, fingertips now evidently shaking as your fine motor skills advertise their reduction in function. You wind, anticlockwise. Spittles of rain immediately invade the inner sanctum of the car sails the window descent. Wind, whipping around outside, starts to lower the temperature inside the car, bringing with it more and more precipitation as the window reaches its nadir. You look up and outwards. The silhouetted figure leans down slightly, torrents of water spilling off the peak of the police hat, shadowing the eyes of the figure and allowing only the tip of the nose and a square jaw, bearded, to be seen. Mama, deep, slightly gravelly voice addresses you. As you turn slightly more towards the voice, you feel the horizontal strap of the seatbelt diagonally bisecting between your breasts, emphasizing your décolletage and pulling down your sweater so that the ivory trim of your bra is in plain sight. The voice has a warm yet confident and authoritarian tone to it, calming the previous panic and confusion to a small degree. You do realize why I've stopped you, the officer asks, letting the ensuing silence build the tension again and invoking a silent questioning of yourself, though you reply hesitantly. Now looking wide and innocently eyed up at him, desperately seeking some understanding of the situation. Ma'am, he replies, you drive this route every day. I've seen your car here every day at the same time for some months now. You search your mind, retracing your steps, delving back into long-filed memories of previous journeys for any incident of significance. Still nothing. Ma'am, you won't remember me. We have never spoken. His response increases the confusion in your mind. Ma'am, I know this stretch of road well. I patrol it daily. And the first time I saw you driving this route, I knew I had to. Had to dot 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 had to what? You ask, now utterly lost by what was happening. As you continue to search for some more facial clues from the officer, he reaches up, his right hand pushing up the brim of his hat. Piercing blue eyes meet yours. Their laser-like quality causing your stomach to flip. He holds your gaze, maintaining your attention fully, moving from you the ability to look away. Ma'am, I have to fuck you. I have to know you on a deeper level than our daily meeting will ever allow. Ma'am, step out of the car please. You gasp inwards, still unable to look away. The tone of his voice, calm authority. No hint of vulnerability, as a hypnotist on the stage toys with his prey, receiving unquestioning obedience to his commands so he does not have to tell you again. You reach down, release the seatbelt and undo the car door. You are aware of the door catch being released by your hand and pushing the door open, then sliding your legs out, one by one, tentatively placing your heeled shoes onto the asphalt. Trembling legs just able to take your body weight as you step out of the car and stand to face the lawman. The rain is unceasing, driving into your blouse, rapidly saturating it, the ensuing adhesive effect flattening it against your skin, soaking through to your bra, which is now visible through the opaque silk. You feel no cold, yet your nipples are erect, pushing against the material, two bullets straining towards your commander. The cop looks you up and down, slowly undressing you with his eyes. And you know this, suddenly feeling a strange combination of vulnerability and arousal. He kneels on one knee, down in front of you, and if a proposal was forthcoming, yet there is no diamond ring. Placing one hand on the inside of your left calf and one on the outside, he moves them simultaneously upwards, pushing up your pencil skirt to knee length, thigh length. And then as his right hand reaches your hip, the back of his left hand brushes the gusset of your panties. Your labia feels warm against his hand, and you gasp as he stands, continuing to lift your skirt as he rises, until he is fully stood tall again, his right hand now gripping your arse, and his left hand pushing upwards. You feeling pressure on your mound, before he removes his left hand slowly, bringing it up to his nose first, inhaling and then licking it with his tongue. MMMMM he burrs, tasting you as he maintains his eye contact with you. Your heart continues to pound in your chest, the freezing cold weather not permeating the heat of your body. You arch your back, pulling in the base of your spine and pushing your breasts forwards. An unconscious reaction to this most unexpected of situations, the lawman takes his left hand, places it one finger hooked over the top button of your blouse, and with one sweeping pull downwards rips the buttons apart. Your bra is now exposed, the rain glistening on your chest, emphasizing the goosebumps on your skin. Your blouse is now flapping impotently, both shoulders now exposed, yet you remain motionless, eyes linked into the cop's. He reaches to his belt, unbuckles it, and uncoils the waist clip of his trousers, sliding down the zipper and letting them fall to below his knees. His right hand still gripping your arse, nails digging in, his left hand takes your right hand and guides it to his groin. The palm of your hand encircles and envelopes his cock, you being aware of the engorged veins, the cartilage keeping the 8 inches erect and straining to the sky. Unconsciously, and without breaking eye contact, you guide his cock to the lips of your pussy, parting them with the head, and then moving imperceptibly upwards until you use it to massage your clit. His eyes flash, lust all-consuming. And with now both hands on your arse cheeks, he lifts you onto his member and guides you down. You expect friction as he impales you, but you are shocked by your wetness as you slide onto him. He slides into you, and he walks you back so the cold metal of the car supports your back. He uses his hips to thrust deeper and deeper, angrily throwing himself deeper inside you than you have experienced. You are unable to contain a moan and gap as you are so frenetically invaded, unable to resist, and unable to ignore the electricity arcing through your body. He growls as his pace quickens, thrusting now desperately before roaring as he climaxes, shooting his fluid deep inside you, simultaneously as your pussy twitches and clenches him inside. He withdraws, lowers you down, maintaining his electric blue eyes to yours, and lowers you until you are sitting again in the driver's seat but facing outwards, your legs now utterly devoid of strength. You watch as he silently fixes himself, redresses, buckles his belt, and then with a tip of his cap, walks back to his car. You slowly, tremblingly move your legs back in the car and close the door. You sit back, your head heavy on your shoulders, and become aware you are breathless, exhausted. You close your eyes, listen to the pounding of your heart.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Wondering how and why this has happened, you become less and less aware of the indicator clicking. The rain pounding, as it all fades into blackness, your alarm bleeps and you awaken, bleary eyes struggling to focus on your bedroom. The red digits of the clock blinking and trilling you awake. Disorientated, you look around. The bed, the chair, the decor. It is all your bedroom, your sanctuary. You sigh as you realize you have experienced the most vivid dream ever. A sigh of relief, coupled with shock at just how real it had seemed. You allow yourself a wry smile as your fantasy has remained intact and just that, mere fantasy. And you get out of bed to start your day. And as you walk to the shower, you become aware of that unique feeling, and you freeze. You almost dare not explore your inner thigh with your fingertips. Yet as you feel the unmistakable stickiness of semen escaping from your pussy, your heart pounds again.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friends' erotic stories.